Welcome to the Seeking Contentment for the Christian Woman podcast. My name is Nicole, and this is my version of a front porch where we sip good coffee that probably has too much creamer and go deep on the things that grow your faith and help you rediscover joy in your life and your marriage. If you find yourself feeling discontent or restless in your life, you are in the right place. If you're bored with the mundane day-to-day or feel like you're losing yourself while taking care of your family, I completely get it. I was you. Then several years ago, the Lord took me on a journey of finding my identity and purpose in Him, and it changed everything. If you're ready to go deep on mindset, identity, faith, and marriage, you're in the right place. Let's ditch that feeling of discontentment. You matter, your life matters, and your day-to-day matters. A fulfilling life is possible, and it's possible for you. Let's do this. Hey everyone. Today we are going to talk about prayers, and more specifically, if you are praying selfishly. But first, if you are new here, welcome. I'm so glad that you are here. And if you are not new here, welcome back. It's so good to have you back as well. So a while ago, I had the TV on while I was wasting some time scrolling the internet, and a commercial for Long Island Medium came on. And obviously, I'm not into speaking with the dead, but a comment that one of the clients made really got me thinking. The medium had asked her if she prayed with her kids every night, and the lady replied, "For what? We used to, but we prayed for health and safety. What do we have to pray for now?" And so from what I could gather from the commercial, the lady's husband had died. I'm not sure what the circumstances were surrounding it or what happened, but the medium also asked the lady if her husband was a man of faith, and the lady replied that he was. And then that's where the commercial ended. So here's my question. Do we only pray for what we want and then discount God when it doesn't pan out the way we want it to? It just kind of got me thinking that day, because I was like, what do you mean you quit praying because your husband passed away? But Luke 22:42 says, Jesus prayed, "Father, if you are willing, take this cup from me, yet not my will, but yours be done." And so Jesus himself asked God for what he wanted, but was also willing to go through anything that God felt was necessary. And this is how we should pray. We should present a request to the Lord, but be willing and ready to accept that what you want might not necessarily be the best for you. And that's why our prayers cannot be rooted in selfishness. We can't see the bigger plan. We don't know the future. So how is it possible that we could know what's best for us when we don't know what's coming in the future? And so I know the pain that the client was feeling and the pain of losing a husband. And I know what it's like to wake up every day and have that realization that your best friend isn't coming home. Like, I get it. I've walked that road. I understand. However, I also feel that God is in control of my life. And so I don't feel that I have the right to question the Lord's will. He, for whatever reason, felt that it was time for my husband to leave this earth. The Bible says that all of our days are numbered, and that was his last day. And so I trust that the Lord's judgment is good. And as painful as it is for us, I trust that it's going to work out for my good and for his glory. And so the absolute worst thing that we can do as people that claim to be Christians, the worst thing that we can do in hard times is to stop praying. And so many times you'll hear people say, well, I guess now all we can do is pray when something is wrong. But prayer should never be a last resort. It should be the first thing that you're compelled to do. And that is for good times and for bad times. It shouldn't be something that we just fall back on. It should be where we start. That's the biggest thing that you can do at any time in your life. That's the biggest thing that you can do. And so obviously I understand that it's hard to go through the death of a loved one, and I'm still living it every day, but to stop praying because your loved one is in the arms of Jesus is, in my humble opinion, incredibly selfish. If you truly want what's best for your loved one, and they were a believer, as she had stated that he was, why would you not want to talk to the one that took their pain away? Why would you grieve the departure that they had from this world that is so incredibly messed up and broken and just plain yucky? And I think this is where a grateful and thankful heart comes in. I realize that many times I go back to losing my husband often in this podcast, but the time around when I lost him was so transformative in my life. And I see things, like I see life so differently now, and I just want to spare others the feelings of being stuck or lost or just being in despair. It's heartbreaking to me when someone is going through hard circumstances, and it may not be, you know, the loss of a spouse. It may be the loss of a job or a sudden move that was not anticipated or wanted. It could be any kind of loss. It could be an illness. But whatever it may be, all of a sudden they're just hopeless. And all of a sudden they question their faith. You know, it's, they go to the questions, how could God allow this? Or how do I follow a God that allows these bad things or that allows this heartache? And I understand how someone could think this, but then what was your faith? The very essence of faith is to stick to it when it's tested. And trusting that God has your very best interest at heart, even though we may not ever know why on this side of heaven, is faith that is only strong in the good times, really even faith at all. And that's kind of my question. If your faith is never tested, if you only have, I guess what you could call sunny day faith, then that's not really faith at all. And so your perspective and outlook on life is everything when you're sent a curveball. Like I've mentioned before, we are told in the Bible that we are going to have hardships and we are going to have hard times. So we know that they're coming. But I choose, and I fully believe that this is a choice. It's not always an easy choice, but it is a choice. I choose to be thankful that my husband is no longer suffering in this world. We had an amazing life, but it was also full of financial issues. He had really bad back pain from a previous accident. There was always stress of providing for a family. And while that was fine, and we had an amazing marriage and an amazing life when he was here, he doesn't have to deal with any of that anymore. And I love him enough to be thankful for that, even though we miss him tremendously. I'm just so thankful for his life. I'm thankful that we had almost 17 years together. I'm thankful for the 4 beautiful girls that he gave me. I'm thankful for the husband that he was and for the amazing marriage we shared. I'm thankful that he was an incredible daddy and that my girls have a ton of memories with him. I'm thankful that he was the fun parent. I'm thankful for all I learned from him and all the fun we had. And I'm also thankful that I never had to watch him suffer through cancer or have some other health issue. I'm thankful that his death was quick and that he didn't suffer. I'm thankful that I didn't have to make any decisions to turn off life support. I'm thankful that we had talked about death a lot before it actually happened because I knew where he stood and that if the Lord decided that it was his time, he was okay with that. And so prayers that ask for what we want, but also realize that we may not know what we truly need or what the will of God is, are scary and they're hard to say, but they are so worth it. They make you have faith and trust in the one that you claim to follow. They also sustain you when your life gets really hard. If you can pray that you're truly open and surrendered to whatever the Lord has for you, you'll be tremendously blessed for your faith, and I'm living proof of that. My life has not been easy for the past several years, but knowing and trusting and believing that the Lord has my absolute best at heart is so comforting to me, and it brought me such peace and continues to bring me peace. There's been a lot of hard things that have happened since the passing of my husband as well, and it's still not very often that I don't have peace. And if a time comes that I don't have peace, it's because I'm not spending time in the Word and I'm not spending time with prayer and I'm not listening for what the Lord has to say to me. I can go back to that every single time. So that complete trust and spending time with the Lord and building your faith takes away so much stress and frees you up to live your life because you're not scared of what may come tomorrow. Praying that the Lord guides your life and then going in the direction that he leads you is absolute freedom, and it gives you joy and peace regardless of your circumstances. And so you just have to believe that he hears you when you pray and that he's going to answer according to his pleasing and perfect will. And I fully believe that, well, the Bible says that if you delight in him, he will give you the desires of your heart. And those desires are placed by him. So when he gives you those desires, that is his perfect will. So he's going to come through every time. Most importantly, I just want to say, don't stop praying. Even a storm is calmed by his hand. So I hope this blessed you today. I hope it challenged you. I hope that you don't stop praying if you're in a hard situation. I hope that that's not your last resort. I hope that you choose to see gratitude and choose to see good in every situation, because there is good in every situation. And I hope that you don't question, you know, when things happen. You know, don't get stuck there in that place that so many get stuck in, and it's so heartbreaking. But anyways, I hope this blessed you guys today, and I will see you guys again soon. Bye, everybody. If this episode challenged or blessed you in some way, I would love it if you would share it, subscribe, or leave a review. It only takes a few minutes, and it helps to get my show out to others who may need it. You can connect with me on Facebook by joining my free group. Go to Seeking Contentment Community and just hit join. I feel truly blessed to have you here today. Praying for you daily, Nicole.